told us, did they not, that it would be transitory. Inflation would be transitory. It's not a big deal. Wouldn't be here that long. Well, guess what? They were wrong. And isn't it interesting how we get told over and over again, well, it's these, you know, Nobel Prize winning blah, 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 blah. Really? Maybe the Nobel Committee should take a little closer look at who they're awarding. Carl Schramm here, an economist himself, university professor, School of Information Studies at Syracuse. That's a school I've heard of. Former president of the Kauffman Foundation as well. Carl, good to have you here.
Oh, it's delightful to be with you.
Well, I appreciate it. I guess I'm being told quite clearly here that I should not be expecting an apology from these folks that got it wrong again.
That's right. You know, as I say in a recent essay, economists have this magic kind of waterproof Teflon. They can make a forecast. They can make a prediction. They can be just as dead wrong as could possibly be. And no one ever says, hey, you were wrong. Okay? The criticism never even comes their way. And I've just written this.
Why is that? I mean, we watch this president come out and say, well, these Nobel laureates have said, the 17 Nobel laureates have said X, Y, and Z. And it's like, no, wait a second. They're flat out wrong. Everybody knows they're wrong. And yet, they're never held to account. You're right. They're as bad as the folks that give me the weather that are wrong 12 hours away from what's supposed to be a big storm, right?
Well, sort of. I think the record of weather forecasters is a lot better than economists, as a matter of fact. and I think the answer is people let them get away with it because they have achieved such a mythic status of truth seekers and know-it-alls. Imagine there's no sociologist who's the advisor to the president. There's a whole council of economic advisors who have offices in the White House, and they've achieved this position since the post-war era, 1946.
You know, I look at people like Robert Reich, and I say, here's a guy who has been wrong more than, well, just about anybody else. And yet somehow he still dispenses information, advice, predictions, even though he's been wrong over and over and over. I mean, here's a guy who said, if Donald Trump's elected, the American economy probably will never recover. I think he was only off by one president.
Well, there are a number of the Nobel Prize guys who endorsed the enormous Biden spending who were just as wrong as Reich. But, you know, in Reich is a special case. In that he had such a political identity connected to him. He'd been Secretary of Labor. He was Bill Clinton's roommate at Oxford. Okay, so everybody thought, in my heavens, he's great pals with the president. The president wouldn't be relying upon a charlatan.
But they do, and maybe that's. Maybe that's why he should be disqualified. Well, he was a roommate, so therefore he's been given a pass over and over when he really shouldn't be given a pass at all. Because his predictions are so, they're not sort of wrong. They're wildly wrong, aren't they?
Yeah, and you're making a great point about what are the predicates? What's the background of these guys that caused them to be wrong? You know, they should introduce Reich as saying, you know, here is a Democratic forecaster. Okay, and we don't think that about weathermen. The weathermen don't say, well, this would be great for the Democrats or the Republicans, so I'll say it's going to rain tomorrow. They might do that on, election day, but I actually don't even think they do that. But these guys all seem to have a stake in whether they're going to make one guy more successful as a politician or another guy more successful as a politician.
You know, it's disappointing. I mean, Carl, you spend your life doing this, right? I mean, you look at numbers. You're an economist. You don't happen to be on the president's staff, this and that. Do you just sit at home sometimes and go, what the hell are they talking about?
Yes. People should at home say, what are they talking about? It's interesting. I think many times the economists in banks, in the brokerage industry, all the major brokerage firms have, an economic staff, and they have to actually make better forecasts because they actually have a lot of people's money riding on them. If they're wrong, wrong, wrong for 3 or 4 years, they're out of a job. And sometimes it's only 3 or 4 months. So right now, you know, a lot more people are looking at the forecasts of people like at Deutsche Bank or Goldman Sachs, and they're right to do so. Now, those guys are not always right either.
Well, no. I mean, nobody's right all the time. But when you look at the kind of the modern monetary policy, just print money, it'll all be fine. They do have Google, don't they? I mean, they could look up how these things have worked in the past, right? They could look it up and say, modern monetary policy, look it up and just print money to fix your problems. Does that or has that ever worked? I mean, I'm no economist, but I can read, right?
No. It depends on what you think works means. So if you're politically inclined and you want success for the party that's in power, you go to monetary policy because it will work. It will work to stimulate a fast sort of sugar high growth, okay? And that's what it's all about. But at the same time, which is even more dangerous, is sometimes these guys get embedded into the government and they actually tinker with government statistics, like the Consumer Product Index, which tells us about price going up. And the way it's built right now, it is not an accurate reflection of inflation right now. Not at all an accurate inflation.
So where do you think we're going? I mean, what's your best guess on where we'll be 6 months from now, a year from now? I don't know. Pick your place on the calendar in the future. Where are we going?
Oh, I hope there's no SRAM down the road in 6 months. But my own view, okay, and what you have to ask people is, okay, what'd you do with your money, okay, before you gave that forecast that inflation would be transitory? Where'd you put your money, Mr. Nobel Prize winner? Okay. And where I think we're going is there's no doubt we are going to have a lot more inflation. This phony baloney of trying to blame it on Putin, there's a little bit of truth to that. But just look at this history of what we're being asked to understand, that it all happened after Putin invaded Ukraine. It was really well embedded, and it's going to get a lot worse.
Let me ask you about this. We only got about a minute left here, Carl, but I want to know, because there's a lot of conversation. I talked about it at length this week about shortages, food shortages, because of pricing and problems. Is that a possibility we could face in America this year?
It is, but it'll be at the margin. It'll look like COVID when, you know, maybe 20% of the shelves in the grocery store were empty. And the reason is going to be it's more acute, and it could get a little worse. Is because of energy prices. So energy prices are paid by farmers. They're calculating how much demand is going to be out there. People don't have money to spend. Okay, do I plow that field? And then the real kicker is the processing of food and the transportation of food. So I'm talking to you from Florida, and the vegetables I eat tonight, we could be growing them in Florida, but half of what I will be eating came by truck on a 4-day ride across the United States.
Yeah. Carl, I got to leave it there. I mean, there's the problem. Inflation, transportation, devastation. Thank you, Joe Biden. Way to go, Brandon. Carl Schramm, greatly appreciated from Syracuse. I bet you get a lot of interesting emails there. Sir, always appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Straight ahead, Bob Thomas from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.